This is the Monday edition of the Closing Market Report. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason on the phone line. Mark Russo of Chesapeake Energy in Chicago. He's looking down from the 23rd floor of the Boeing building. Good afternoon to you, Mark.
Hey, good afternoon, Todd.
It's kind of a gray and cloudy day here. How about where you are?
Same here up in the Chicago, Todd. Now, we're not getting some of the rain showers down in the Champaign-Urbana area, but and as well as over to Bloomington, Springfield. But, yeah, overcast skies, high temperatures here only in the upper 30s.
By about this time, let's see, it's the 17th. I think the average one-inch rainfall for our area comes on the 18th of December. Doesn't look like we're going to get that here, but apparently we'll get some snow at some point, right?
Yeah, it's looking like things are changing here in this kind of snow-free weather that we've seen here to start off winter, or at least meteorological winter here so far in December. That looks to be changing here by week's end, especially if you're living in areas of western and northern Illinois, which looks to get first snow here coming up on Thursday. The way it looks right now is that areas closest to the Wisconsin border looks to receive the highest totals, which right now look to be kind of on the order of about 4 to 6 inches.
Oh.
But there could even be upwards to an inch here of slushy snow in areas of north central Illinois as well.
Does that come along with really cold air or anything along those lines?
Is it yeah, we are going to see a turn to colder conditions, although it won't be turning bitterly cold. But, yeah, temperatures will be dropping down to slightly below normal levels, you know, meaning high temperatures only in the low 30s, minimum temperatures then dropping into the teens for several days. At least at the present time, over the next 10 days, not going to see any real bitterly cold temperatures, which sometimes by the middle to end of December, you can get that here.
I'm thinking that on Friday, the beginning of December was running about 9 degrees above normal for the month, at least in our area, and even a degree and a half for the month average above November. That'll change, I guess.
Yeah, it will be, and we're seeing signs of that changing here. Again, starting with the storm system here on Thursday. But prior to that, still another couple days of, while temperatures are only about 40 degrees or so, that still is milder than normal for this time of year.
Turn your attention to South America. How's their crop doing?
We think they're doing, they're in good shape here, Todd, both in Argentina and Brazil. Now, Argentina has, again, turned more active here. We saw some heavier thunderstorms this weekend, another main rain event here coming up Tuesday on through Thursday. Yeah, that will be followed by another significant rain event to start of next week. So kind of a mixed bag in Argentina. Still is going to delay some winter wheat harvesting and some late soybean planting, but from a soil moisture standpoint, it's a significant boost in soil moisture reserves here. And year-on-year comparisons, Todd, you know, Argentina a year ago in December was already trending very dry. This is the opposite trend this year so far.
All right. Thanks so much, Mark.
You're welcome, Todd.
Mark Russo is with Chesapeake Energy. He's in Chicago, Illinois, and joins us here on the Closing Market Report for this Monday afternoon. Helps us wrap up this edition. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason. Have a great afternoon.
Support comes from Stuart Peterson, since 1985 offering strategic commodity consulting and marketing services to help producers manage market opportunities and risks. Stuart Peterson develops strategies customized to each client's goals and operation size. More information at stuart-peterson.com.